Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, it's round two of testimony for Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. President Trump moves things around to keep an eye on Syria, and it's the second week of a statewide teacher strike. Plus, comedian TJ Miller is in trouble. A new social app and an iPhone with three lenses. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Wednesday, April 11th. You ready? Let's do this. It's day two today for Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg on Capitol Hill. But here are the highlights of his testimony in front of Congress so far this week. Zuckerberg started out with a big apology, saying, "Yep, I'm responsible for what happens here, and we didn't do enough when it comes to fake news, foreign interference, and data privacy." But Zuckerberg still faced some tough questions, and Axios reports he stayed pretty composed. Zuckerberg explained that Facebook did not report the data breach to the FTC because they thought it was already dealt with and over. He also said, yes, maybe there was some overlap in the data that Cambridge Analytica gathered and Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, and that the special counsel working on the Russia investigation has interviewed Facebook employees. By the way, he says Facebook is not listening to you through your phone and that they don't sell data to advertisers. How will Zuckerberg try to make sure the data privacy violations that did happen don't happen again? Zuckerberg says Facebook is already looking into thousands of apps, and if they find anything sketchy, those apps will be banned from the site, and you, the user, will be told about it. Still, that doesn't mean lawmakers won't try to regulate the site more. Zuckerberg said he hopes to work with lawmakers to come up with the right kind of regulations. But it seems at least one senator already is proposing a bill called the Consent Act. It would force all major social media platforms to get clear-cut consent before sharing user data. Zuckerberg isn't done with his testimony. He's back at it today. CBS News reports expect lawmakers to take what they saw today and rewrite some questions to get even more specific. Another senior White House staffer is out. This time, it's Tom Bossert. He was the Homeland Security Advisor. Reuters reports it comes just one day after the new National Security Advisor, John Bolton, took over. And it seems Bolton basically asked Bossert to resign. And he may even have bigger plans to take over both agencies. Fox News reports Bolton is now thinking about combining the National Security Council and the Homeland Security Council. It would mean combining the agency that deals with foreign policy and nuclear threats with the one that deals with domestic security problems like border security. So stay tuned to see if it actually happens. President Trump is moving his plans around to make sure he can keep an eye and respond to the attack in Syria. Trump will not be going to the Summit of the Americas in Peru this weekend because of it. VP Mike Pence will go to the summit instead. Remember, a reported chemical attack in Syria left dozens of people dead, including children, and President Trump vowed that those responsible will have to pay a big price. CNN reports President Trump has been working to figure out how to respond to the attack and says he'll come to a decision in a matter of days, and he'll probably work with European allies to take whatever step he decides. And one last thing of note with President Trump. He and Chinese President Xi Jinping seem to be on better terms now. The Chinese president said he'll cut back on the tariffs put on U.S. cars and improve ways to protect intellectual property. So far, those promises worked to calm things down between the two countries. Time reports President Trump thanked Xi Jinping and said it was, quote, great progress. Remember, things have been heated as each country threatens more and more tariffs on various imports. The Oklahoma teacher strike is in its second week now, which means classes across the state have been canceled for several days. CNN reports educators are still protesting at the state capitol, asking for more money to replace old textbooks, to fund elective classes, and for pay raises. The Oklahoma governor and lawmakers have taken some steps to bring in more money for schools, but teachers say it hasn't been enough. And now ABC News reports some Arizona teachers say they could be next to walk out. All right, other things people may be talking about today. Two more college basketball teams are named in new federal corruption charges, North Carolina State and Kansas. CBS Sports reports the indictment says a former Adidas exec and some others paid families of star players under the table to get the players to go to universities that Adidas sponsored. The charges say the exec actually defrauded the universities, and both schools named in the latest charge made it clear they're the victims here, they did nothing wrong. Remember, Louisville and Miami were also named, but in earlier charges, they've also said they're cooperating with the investigation. Actor, comedian, producer T.J. Miller is in trouble. He's the one you may have seen on the HBO show Silicon Valley. Well, he just got charged for apparently calling in a false bomb threat. The AP reports he's accused of calling 911 and saying another passenger on his train to Connecticut had a bomb in her suitcase. The Hollywood Reporter says police took the threat seriously and searched the train that they thought Miller was on. Well, turns out nothing was found, and an official on the train he was actually on said Miller seemed drunk and he was acting aggressive. No word from Miller yet. He's been released on bond. A new social app just launched that is probably hoping you'll move away from Facebook. It's called Garden. TechCrunch reports you can set up notifications to remind you to interact with certain friends every week, month, or so on. And you can take notes about your conversations to remember next time. So yes, it's basically like a CRM, you know, customer relationship management tool that a lot of businesses use, but it's for personal relationships instead. The founders say they hope to take the focus away from how many likes you get and instead focus on actually connecting with important people. Garden just launched this week. The 2019 iPhone may be getting a camera upgrade. We're talking three lenses. Digital Trends cites a Taiwanese news report that Apple is at least thinking about putting three camera lenses in the 2019 iPhone. Existing iPhone models just have one or two lenses for things like better zoom. We don't know yet what three lenses will actually be capable of, but it might be able to do things like boost the detail of a photo. Keep in mind, this may not be in the next iPhone, but will likely be released in the fall of 2019. Uber has created a new app, but it's specifically for its drivers. Mashable reports the app will include an earnings tracker, and it'll give updates when drivers have a chance to take on more expensive trips. The app also features new message functions, ETA updates, and more. Uber drivers can start using it everywhere in a few months. And that's it. Thanks so much again for listening. Please be sure to take a super short survey by going to thenewsworthy.com/survey. You'll be entered for a chance to win an Amazon gift card. And if you want to read more about any of the stories mentioned today, I list all the articles I referenced in today's show notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.